With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. has seized two tanker ships accused of violating American sanctions.
Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem says U.S. forces also took control of a tanker in the Caribbean. She says both ships were either last docked in Venezuela or were headed there. Officials say the Russian-flagged vessel, renamed from the Bella One to the Marinara, was sanctioned by the U.S. in 2024 for allegedly smuggling cargo for a company linked to Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, which is backed by Iran. The U.S. Coast Guard tried to board the vessel in December, but were refused. Donna Porter, Washington.
A federal agent shot and killed a Minneapolis motorist when she allegedly tried to run over law enforcement officers during an immigration crackdown in the city today.
The incident took place in a Minneapolis residential neighborhood, according to a Department of Homeland Security statement. The Twin Cities are the target of a new DHS operation where some 2,000 agents and officers are expected to participate in an investigation tied in part to allegations of fraud involving Somali residents. Separately, on Capitol Hill, the House Oversight Committee opened a hearing on those allegations. George Williams, Washington.
New guidelines for healthy eating say Americans should eat more whole foods and protein, fewer highly processed foods, and less added sugar. Federal health officials released the 2025 to 2030 U.S. Dietary Guidelines for Americans on Wednesday. The guidelines are required by law to be updated every 5 years. They offer advice for healthy eating and provide the foundation for federal nutrition programs and policies. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 466 points, the NASDAQ rose 37, the S&P declined 23. This is SRN News. California bans book bans.
While a growing number of states are removing adult material from the children's sections of their public and school libraries, California is going in the opposite direction. The state has enacted a law that prevents the removal of books that, quote, include sexual content solely because of age from its libraries, even if parents request it. Another new California law will force health insurance to cover in vitro fertilization for gay couples. Michael Harrington reporting.
Someone tried to set fire to the home of a German anti-Semitism czar over the past weekend. Andreas Butner, whose job is to fight anti-Semitism in the state of Brandenburg, says a shed on his property was set ablaze while his family was at home. No one was injured and the fire was put out before it could spread. Butner said on social media, "This attack represents a massive escalation directed against me personally." This is SRN News. Iran has executed a man convicted of spying for Israel's Mossad. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The official IRNA news agency has identified the executed man as Ali Ardestani, saying he relayed sensitive information to Mossad officers in return for financial rewards in the form of cryptocurrencies. The agency adds the man confessed to the spying charges and that he'd hoped to receive $1 million reward as well as a British visa. It called Ardestani a special operative of Israel and said he gave images and footage of special places to Mossad agents. Human rights organizations and Western governments have condemned Iran's increasing use of capital punishment, particularly for political and espionage-related offenses. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.